Penguin Audio presents The Bookman's Tale by Charlie Lovett. Read by John Bedford Lloyd. All that glisters is not gold. William Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice. Things are seldom what they seem. Skim milk masquerades as cream. High-lows pass as patent leathers. Jackdaws strut in peacock's feathers. Gilbert and Sullivan, HMS Pinafore. Hay on Wye, Wales, Wednesday, February 15th, 1995. Wales could be cold in February. Even without snow or wind, the damp winter air permeated Peter's topcoat and settled in his bones as he stood outside one of the dozens of bookshops that crowded the narrow streets of Hay. Despite the warm glow in the window that illuminated a tantalizing display of Victorian novels, Peter was in no hurry to open the door. It had been 9 months since he had entered a bookshop. Another few minutes wouldn't make a difference. There had been a time when this was all so familiar, so safe, when stepping into a rare bookshop had been a moment of excitement, meeting a fellow book lover a part of a grand adventure. Peter Byerley was, after all, a bookseller. It was the profession that had brought him to England again and again, and the profession that brought him to Hay-on-Wye, the famous town of books just over the border in Wales, on this dreary afternoon. He had visited Hay many times before, but today was the first time he had ever come alone. Now, as the cold ache in his extremities crept toward his core, he saw not a grand adventure, but only an uncomfortable setting, a stranger, and the potential for shyness and unease to descend into anxiety and panic. Anticipation brought cold sweat to the back of his neck. Why had he come? He could be safe in his sitting room with a cup of tea right now, instead of standing on a cold street corner with a sense of dread settling into the pit of his stomach. Before he could change his mind, he forced himself to grasp the door handle, and in another second, he was stepping into what should have been welcoming warmth. "Afternoon," said a crisp voice through a haze of pipe smoke that hovered over a wide desk. Peter mumbled a few syllables, then slipped through an open doorway into the back room, where books lined every wall. He closed his eyes for a moment, imagining the cocoon of books shielding him from all danger, inhaling deeply that familiar scent of cloth and leather and dust and words. His rushing pulse began to slow, and when he opened his eyes, he scanned the shelves for something familiar, a title, an author, a well-remembered dust jacket design, anything that might ground him in the world of the known. Just above eye level, he spotted a binding of beautiful blue leather that reminded him of the calf he had used to bind another book. Could it have been nearly 10 years ago? He pulled the book from the shelf, reveling in the smooth, luxurious feel of the leather. Taking a closer look at the gold stamping on the spine, Peter smiled. He knew this book. If not an old friend, it was certainly an acquaintance, and the prospect of spending a few minutes between its covers calmed his nerves. An Inquiry into the Authenticity of Certain Miscellaneous Papers by Edmund Malone was a monument of analysis that unmasked one of the great forgers of all time, William Henry Ireland. Ireland had forged documents and letters purporting to be written by William Shakespeare, and even the original manuscripts of Hamlet and King Lear. Peter turned past the marbled endpapers to the title page. It was a copy of the first edition of 1796. He loved the feel of heavy 18th-century paper between his fingers, the texture of the indentations made on the page by the letterpress. He flipped a few pages and read. "It has been said that every individual of this country, whose mind has been at all cultivated, feels a pride in being able to boast of our own great dramatic poet, Shakespeare, as his countryman, and purport..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?